my house is probably only about 5 to 10 metres from the legal boundaries of the lorry park.
And what does today's decision mean for you, but also the people, your friends in this village?
We're just devastated. It feels like it did back in December for us now. I mean, we just feel there's nothing we can do. We haven't been kept informed. We hadn't known what was going on. And now here we are at this point. I just don't know what to say, really. There's nothing to say. It's just upsetting. Well, I've lived here 24 years and there is not going to be a village. With that amount of lorries and that, the noise, I mean, we've lost everything. We've lost the bird song. We've lost the night sky. We've lost everything. This village is just so split now. It's going to be terrible.
And there will be some people who say Operation Stack, we haven't seen it at all this year. We saw it a lot last year, but there will be people who say it affects Kent so badly. OK, it's going to cause a bit of bother for Stamford, but shouldn't you just kind of get on with it? What would you say to those people?
Maybe those people would like to come and live in my house, actually, when Operation Stack's on, because I think the noise and the diesel fumes are going to be absolutely horrifying. We do need something, but smaller units. You know, nobody, who on earth would want to live with 4,000 lorries? I just don't believe anybody in their right mind. I mean, my biggest concern is the diesel fumes.